It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The dispensation of the church is here right now. You and I are living in the age of the church. And whether you're saved or not, you are still living in the dispensation of the church. And this is an opportunity for everyone to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And you as a saved person, I wonder if you get excited when you go to your church. And I pray that you are a member of a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. And I wonder if you are excited when you get there. I wonder if you can say, as the psalmist said in Psalm 122 and verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, I don't believe that we need to be dancing down the aisles and scooting down the aisles or hollering to the top of our lungs. When we go to the house of God, we need to be glad when we're in the house of God. I don't believe that we need to be sitting there and sleeping as the pastor preaches and teaches the Word of God. I realize that sometimes it's a little hard to stay awake, but the Word of God's worth staying awake. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces the dividing. It lets us know, even saved people, as they hear the Word of God, it pierces and lets us know who we are, what we have. We have eternal life. And it lets us know how that we're to be living for the Lord and telling others about Jesus Christ. We need to be excited. We need to be glad about our privilege of being able to join our hearts together for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. As children of God, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, as we go to the house of God, there are certain things that we need to be aware of. As we live our lives in this world, as saved people, there are certain things that we need to be aware of. And unsaved people need to be aware of these things as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. That goes not only for the saved people going to church, that goes for the unsaved people. Might I say the unsaved person cannot do things decently and in order because they do not know Jesus Christ, the one who will help them keep things decently and in order if they will simply allow him. As children of God, we are to do things decently and in order, according to 1 Corinthians 14:40. Not only as the people of God are we to do things decently and in order, we are also to do things decently and in order as those who are members of God's local New Testament church. Well, there are some definitions I'd like for us to look at. First of all, I look at the word practical. Practical does not mean to be ordinary. Practical means that we're to be concerned with matters of fact. We're to be useful as we hear the things of God when we go to the local church and we hear a man of God stand and preach and proclaim Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. A man who preaches how that you and I are to be conformed to the image of God. We're to be transformed as we hear and read the Word of God. Practical. And then I see a word, priorities. We're to be doing things decently according to priorities. And this means to do things that are appropriate in a way that conforms as accepted standards of moral behavior or appearance according to the Bible. We're to look like Christians. See, how do we look like Christians? We dress properly. We don't dress immorally. We don't let people see things that they should not be seeing. We dress according to the Word of God, decently. I see another word, and that's arrangement. Notice decently and order, arrangement. This is the way in which things are arranged and organized as to their importance, as indication of their importance. Once again, we in local churches, we sometimes put things ahead of what needs to be in front. We sometimes get carried away with singing We sometimes get carried away with things. We sometimes get carried away with looking at individuals and say, oh, isn't that person greatly used of God? Isn't that person godly? Isn't that person wonderful? Well, who are we bringing honor and glory to? We're bringing honor and glory to the person instead of bringing honor and glory to God. The first thing that we need to understand is that the Word of God needs to be the importance that we look at in the local church. The Word of God, as it goes forth, not only reaching to the lost to telling them about Jesus Christ and how He can save them, but it also goes out to the saved person, helping us to understand who we are, what we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. And it's all through Jesus Christ. Something else I see, people of God, the saved, to do things decently in order. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. A person who drops off into eternity today without Jesus Christ will go to hell, and that person has no one to blame, him or herself, because Jesus Christ said he came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. And that person who does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior today, they're lost on their way to the devil's hell. You can't sugarcoat it. You must tell it like it is, that Jesus saves. He saves us from a devil's hell. Well, how does he do that? Why does he do it? Romans 5:8, I've read, but God commendeth his love toward us. He loves us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you as a saved person, do not take Jesus Christ for granted. Sometimes we just seem to put him on the back burner. But we're to hold him up. We're to let people know that we're saved and on our way to heaven, and let them see that they need what we have. We do that by living the godly life, by doing things decently and in order. Members of God's local church, that's to save people, baptized by immersion. Immersed in water. There's no such thing as sprinkling a person. You don't put them in the grave and sprinkle a little dirt on them. Baptism is a representation of going down into the watery grave. It's a representation of the burial of Jesus Christ. We show that by when we stand up in that water, we're showing the crucifixion of Christ. We're going down into that water, submerged, immersed in the water, showing the burial, a representation, and then coming up out of the water, showing the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the representation. Now, people who get baptized, joining physically God's local New Testament church. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 47. First, Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Baptism saves no one. Some take that verse out of context and say, see there, they got baptized, and then they were added to the church. Well, that's the proper order, but you notice you're leaving out something. Then they that gladly received his word, that means they got saved, and then they got baptized. And then, as they got baptized, they were added unto the local church. There was 3,000 souls. Notice verse 47 of Acts 2. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to what? The church daily. Such as should be saved. We get saved and we get baptized. We become members of that local church where we get baptized. We support that local church because it's our church. It's the church that God has given us to go to. And I pray that you're in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that stands upon the Word of God. And I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and you need to stand upon it. Some say, I cannot understand the King James Bible. Well, then there's one of two things wrong. You're either not saved or you're not studying the Bible. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart, if you have a superficial belief, in other words, you have a head knowledge instead of a heart knowledge of Jesus Christ, then you're not going to understand the Word of God. The Bible says that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will lead us into all truth. That means He helps us to understand the Bible. First, If you're not understanding, maybe you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to fall on your face today and say, oh God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please save me. Come into my heart. I want to go to heaven your way, and yours is the only way, God. I want to go through Jesus Christ. You need to get saved. If you are saved, you've trusted Jesus Christ and you don't understand the Word of God, you need to fall on your face and say, God, forgive me for not studying and getting into your Word. Forgive me for not letting the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me. Why is there so much confusion in local churches? It's because people are not in the Word of God. They're not letting God guide them through His Word, letting them know how that they are to live and act and do decently and in order as saved people in the local church. By the way, Acts 2:47 is the first mention of the church in Acts. The context indicates that the reference is to the visible body of believers in the Jerusalem church, functioning as described in Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47. Things in order. Doing things in order. You say, well, I belong to God's church. I don't have to belong to a local church. Then you're out of the will of God. Jesus Christ said that we were to go into all the world, preach and teach, telling people about Him, baptizing them. We're to disciple individuals. The way you disciple individuals is to get them into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, King James Bible-preaching local church. You say, well, I don't have to belong to a local church to please God. Well, the Bible says that you're not to forsake the assembling of yourself together with other believers as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another daily as you see the day approaching. I believe we're seeing that day approaching right now, the day in which Jesus Christ will come back for the church and say, come up hither. But I believe it even means more than that. The day approaching when judgment comes upon this world. As you see the day approaching, we need to be in a local church so we can represent that we're doing what God wants us to do and tell other individuals about Jesus Christ and how to escape the depths of hell, the regions of hell, where there is no escape. God help us as saved people to do what God wants us to do, things decently and in order, not out of order, but God's order. How do we know what to do? It's in the Word of God. Study the book. Study God's book. It is the Word of God. It's our map. It lets us see what we are to be doing decently and in order. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me say that God loves you and He wants you to be saved. If you go to hell, there's no excuse for you. You're going to hell on your own. God's not sending you there. You're sending yourself by turning down the love of God. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus Christ wants to save you today. Turn to Him. Ask Him into your heart. Trust Him right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner, Lord. I can't save myself. Please save me so that I will go to heaven and see You one day. Amen. If you'll pray a prayer, something like that, God will save you because He said He came to seek and to save those who are lost. Admit you're lost and admit you need a Savior and ask Jesus into your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.